The date of this letter should be 3/14/2022. It goes to Patty Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, C, like certified, N, like November, P, like practice. Fax is 989-584-3116. Regarding Myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E, Marie, Meisenhelder, M, like Mary, I-S-E, N, like November, H-E-L-D-E-R. Date of birth 9/8/1943. Dear Miss Terry, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Meisenhelder with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and systemic lupus. Her last visit was September 13th of 2021. Since her last visit, she had a colonoscopy in November, and she stated that everything was normal. She has had some recent heartburn. She's not quite sure why, and she hasn't done anything different for that. She has not had any hospitalizations, though, since her last visit, and states she's feeling fairly well currently. No chest pain or palpitations. No edema, no edema or claudication symptoms. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medication list is reviewed. Her losartan used to be 25 milligram once daily. That has been changed to Hyzaar, 50/12.5 milligram once daily. I also want to highlight that Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Metoprolol extended release is 25 milligram daily. She's also on Lipitor. Hydroxychloroquine is 200 milligram once daily. She's on glaucoma drops and a few supplements. Physical exam. Her weight is 181 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse, 61. Blood pressure, 136 over 63. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 10th, 2022. Her creatinine is 1.13, which is stable. Sodium is 141. Potassium, slightly elevated, 5.1. Carbon dioxide, 27. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin is 3.7. Calcium, I already said calcium. Hemoglobin, 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level. Potassium level on the high end of normal, but she tends to run high normal usually. Acceptable range for chronic kidney disease for potassium is 3.3 to 5.5. In general, hypertension, well-controlled, and systemic lupus. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.